Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I've observed that when trouble comes, when we're in crisis, that labels don't seem to matter much. I think of people who are suffering from cancer, and they find a whole host of people around them who've been through it. And nobody asks when they get together, well, what is your income? What is your social status? What is your race? They're all in it together. And I find it very interesting in the story today that labels were gone. In that group of lepers was a Samaritan. Now you have to understand something. Jews and Samaritans didn't just dislike each other, they despised each other. The racial hatred went back for centuries. And they did some awful things to each other. And unfortunately, a lot of it was in the name of religion and how one worshiped. At one time, the Samaritans' temple and area was destroyed because it was thought that that was not what God wanted. So the Samaritans and Jews despised each other. If a Jewish person had to travel and it was through Samaria, they would find detours around. Even if it added days to their trip, they would not go through that country. But now here's an interesting thing. There are 10 lepers. We're assuming that 9 were Jewish and there was a Samaritan among them. But you see, they were suffering. They had been thrown out of their towns because they had this awful disease, and it was a disease that could be seen. I don't know if any of you have seen pictures of lepers. Some are missing fingers and toes. It's a horrible disease. So there was a lot of fright. People didn't want to be near these folks because it could be contagious. And they were thought of that God must have, they must have really ticked God off. And so that's why they were lepers. So they would not have been able to work. They would have not have been able to stay in their homes. They stayed with people who were just like them. So it didn't matter that one was a Samaritan. They were all in this together. And I do believe that that's a mercy and a grace of God. That when we're in trouble, all the labels disappear. In fact, I'm glad you brought up about the government. You know, there's a group called No Labels, and it's Democrats and Republicans trying to fix this. When we're in trouble, we tend to get together despite our racial differences or our economic differences. So these 10 men hear about Jesus, and isn't it wonderful, even without social media, they learned about Jesus probably through word of mouth that there was a great healer. And so they call out to him when they see him on the road. They don't go near him, but they call out, Jesus, have mercy on us. And of course, we know the story that Jesus does have mercy on them. He doesn't say, you're healed. He says, go show yourself to the priest. So they turn around, and as they're going, they realize that they're healed. And only one turns back and thanks him. And I learned something from that passage. I learned that God's mercy is not contingent on our thankfulness. That whether we're thankful or not, God is merciful. Whether we believe it or not, God loves us. One of my friends who likes to be shocking said to a potential boyfriend, I don't believe in God. And he said, that's all right, God believes in you. Whether we believe it or not, whether we're thankful or grateful or not, God is merciful. Now, I've often gone roundabout with God on that one, because I think, being part of a marketer at heart, that if God was only merciful to the people who loved and knew him, that maybe more people would love and know him because they'd see that we had some, you know, holy thing going on here and we were taken care of. But God's mercy extends to everyone. And if God wasn't merciful, except to those who believed, then maybe Jesus would have just signaled out the nine and said, well, you're true worshipers, I'll heal you, and not the Samaritan. But God's mercy extends to all, whether we are grateful for it or not. Even if I'm not grateful for the food that's before me, God is, and his mercy has given it to me. Even if I'm not grateful for the people in my life, God and his mercy has given them to me. Even if I'm not grateful for the beautiful nature that I see all around me, God and his mercy has given it to me. So why be grateful? What's the point? God doesn't need a holy pat on the back. God knows who God is. God doesn't need our praise. We need to praise him. Because when we are grateful, something wondrous happens. It's what happened to that leper who came back. All of the others kept going, but that leper came back and met Jesus and took a hold of him. And all of us, when we are grateful, when we are thankful, we come into the presence of God in such a wonderful way. And we are constantly reminded of God's grace and mercy. And so we are grateful, not because God needs us to be grateful, but because we need to be grateful. We need to constantly experience that grace and mercy of God. And every time we say thank you, we open up a place in our hearts for grace and mercy to come in. I was thinking this morning, as I heard the terrible news of some of these deaths that have been in our community, I thought, you know, it's wonderful on a beautiful day like this to be grateful. It's wonderful when somebody's healed or someone's restored to be grateful. But when you hear about tragedy, what about then? Can we be grateful? And I thought back 10 years ago, after my father died, 2 months after Mom, something I had prayed against, I had asked God to keep Dad alive at least a few months. And I remember the first thing I said when he died was, thank you. Now, I didn't say thank you because I was glad he was gone or that my mom had died. I said thank you because the Spirit of God came on me and the peace came on me. And I was so grateful for the parents he had given me. You see, there's always something of mercy and grace. We just have to find it. And so today I would ask, not to say we ought to be grateful, but to live a life of gratitude. We open ourselves to peace and grace all around us. And I challenge us today, in joy and in sorrow, to find the words, thank you, Lord, praise you, for your grace and your mercy. Those mercies are new every single day. Great is his faithfulness. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you for that one that came back and took a hold of you, who met the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords that day, whose life was transformed. And I thank you for the other nine who you were merciful to, regardless of their gratitude. So, Lord, I ask today that you would help us to find those wonderful things in our lives to be grateful for. And in the midst of sorrow, help us to live lives reflecting your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.